Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Awfully close to Friday. We have another episode of Big Brother tonight. Not a lot happened last night. I think Zingbot is stupid, and he was actually kind of mean on last night's show. And Memphis is a bully, and it was interesting watching Tyler explain his theories and watching the stupid wheels turn in Memphis's head. Did you have any thoughts on Big Brother quickly here?
No, I watched it, and I just took it. I took it in, and I'm following along, and I still don't. I don't really have a line on who the winner is. You know, I think there's a lot of unlikable people in there. Unfortunately, I've read a couple things too, where you go, oh, okay, everybody doesn't like Christmas. All right, you know, she comes off a certain way. Memphis comes off a certain way. They don't know it, I guess,
and somehow they don't see it when they watch the stuff back.
I don't know, but, you know, that is what it comes down to, in my opinion, if I could just, in conclusion, the All-Stars doesn't work for Big Brother. I'm glad they did a season. We obviously wanted a show to watch, but I think it works better for a show like Survivor and doesn't seem to work well here. It's just not good.
Agreed. I do love the show. I will continue to watch it, but I have felt like these are not All-Stars. These are just people. Previous players. All right, Celebrity Trash Time. It's brought to you by The Movies Reviews. Don't miss the movie review of The Social Dilemma with Hooman and Tommy Igo happening today in the 9 o'clock hour. Should be really fun. I'm sure that the ranting and raving will be exactly what you needed to hear today. So 9 o'clock-ish, 9:15.
Very
join
exciting.
Us for that, won't you? I know. It is so exciting. Woo. So I was looking at this thing on ranker.com, and they had a whole bunch of weird celebrity facts that are 100% true. That's the title of their article. I'm like, all right, I'll take a look at this.
Okay.
And there are some good ones, because a lot of times you read these things, and you're like, there are one or two that you might have heard, but there's some that are just sort of off the beaten path. I'm like, really? I've never heard that before. So I'll give you a few of these, and you let me know what you think. I just thought, this is fluff. It has nothing to do with COVID or any of the unrest in the world. Here's a little fun thing. Just forget your problems for a minute.
All right.
Sex therapist Dr. Ruth.
Okay.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer. She is a trained sniper. She was a sniper in the Israeli army during the early formation of the state, and apparently she was an excellent shot.
I have heard that one.
Yeah, that one I feel like I've heard, but I went, well, okay, that's a good one. I don't know that that's common knowledge. James Lipton of the Inside the Actor's Studio, that guy?
Yeah.
He used to be a pimp. He managed a bunch of sex workers in Paris in the early 50s.
All right.
That's just what he was doing. You know, an actor's got to have a gig in order to eat. I don't even know if he was an actor. He was just a guy who was like, I know what I'll do. I'll set up Inside the Actor's Studio. Then I'll get to talk to
him. Well, yeah, I wonder if he,
I know. I thought, well.
He may have acted in stuff as himself, you know, once he got celebrity as the host of that particular show, but I bet he didn't do any actual acting jobs. I wonder,
Some stage work or something, because Inside the Actor's Studio gives him an air of like, I'm an expert on this somehow. He's actually
What I was getting at is maybe he was a teacher.
Right. He must have been, right? Because it seems like that's the kind of show that that was. It was very sort of in-depth.
And I think the audience was often acting students or actor, you know.
No, you know what? That makes perfect sense. I wonder if as a teacher, he was doing things like this, getting actors to come in and explain their methods, etc. So anyway, he was a pimp at one point.
Weird.
I feel like I might have heard this one, but it's a crazy fact anyway, so I thought I'd give it to you. Simon Cowell, the Simon Cowell. If I'm being honest, you're awful. Get out. He polished Jack Nicholson's axe hot on The Shining. He had a gig as a runner on the set, and they were like, buff that axe up.
Yep.
For the Here's Johnny scene.
Many of these are former Fast Facts that they're using.
Is that so?
Yeah, I mean, I've actually read that one as well. Okay. I mean, he must have been a kid. I don't know what he
must have been
in,
really young, right?
He's an English guy, but they filmed that. Oh, maybe
I have no idea.
They filmed that in England?
I don't. Well, they didn't film it in. Was it supposed to be Colorado or Montana or something?
Yeah,
where
I mean,
that
all the exterior shots were first, and the opening shot is for sure Colorado and an open road, you know, as the guy's driving to that location, which is in the middle of nowhere. But, and he's supposed to watch it over the summer? Wait, no, watch it over the winter.
The winter.
It's a summer resort.
Right.
So, you know, they had this isolation factor. And then once they're in there, I guess all the shots could have been done in England.
Sure, they could have set up sets wherever. Christopher Walken is one of these weird facts. He was 16 and he worked as an assistant lion tamer at a circus. He said his favorite lion was named Sheba. She was very sweet.
Huh.
Martin Luther King Jr. was a big Star Trek fan. And actually, I've heard this one, but I've heard it slightly differently. He loved Nichelle Nichols' role as Lieutenant Uhura. And in 1966, she was amazing. She wanted to quit the show to pursue a career in Broadway, but MLK convinced her to stay on it. But the way I've heard the story is he was like, you are a black woman on a major television show. You need to stay on that show. Like, this is your job in life.
Right.
So ML King loved Star Trek, according to that. I feel like I've heard this one too. However, it's just so hard to fathom. Elvis Presley was a natural blonde. He admitted to coloring his hair with black shoe polish in his early days to get his signature look. Just seems so unlikely, doesn't it? Like, are there pictures of him as a little kid? A lot of kids have blonde hair when they're little and it darkens up.
I can't believe how light my kids are. I mean, I can't believe it. Yeah, they're everything. Their skin, their hair. I'm not dark, but I'm darker. I'm an Italian, and you know, then my wife is very dark, brown.
Right.
And our kids, I mean, I have a picture of my kid, my youngest kid, we're under, you know, outside. She's blonde. This was just 2 days ago. I'm looking at her going, how is your hair so light?
Oh, I think of her as being dark-haired.
Yeah, she's not.
You gotta get a picture of that. Oh, yeah. I was thinking you have to get the thing where she goes, aw.
Oh, I do have it. I just have to find it.
Yeah, get that and send it to Bryn so we can put that in. I want to start having little sound bites from the kids.
All right.
They're adorable.
Anyway, I don't know anything about Elvis. I was never an Elvis fan. I mean, I know who he was in our music, you know, history, but I never.
Oh my God! Look at that. It's, well, I wouldn't call that blonde. I'd call that light brown. Very, you know, that's. Oh, that's pretty blonde right there, actually.
I mean, you know.
Oh, boy. Well, it's certainly a lot lighter than, because he's like a guy with black hair.
Right.
Is how I think of him. And when there he is with, go back one, Brittany. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's dark.
That's some dark hair. You know, I hate to say it whenever I think of Elvis, because I think I was like maybe 11 when he died. He died in 77, didn't he? And, right around there. All I remember is, you know, the whole 35 pounds of stuff he couldn't get out of himself.
Impaction.
It's just horrible.
I don't think that's a word.
I think it is. I think that's exactly I think that's the exact right word.
Okay.
Chris Kirkpatrick did not make it into the Backstreet Boys. Apparently, he auditioned for the Backstreet Boys, and NSYNC snapped him up.
Oh. Oh.
Chris auditioned to be the edgy one in the Backstreet Boys, but that spot went to AJ McLean.
Oh, of course it did.
Super edgy, that AJ guy.
I can't. these guys all, I don't know. They're all interchangeable to me.
I agree. Well, except for Justin Timberlake, I think.
Right. Right.
You know, when Brian Luttrell left the band, I was like, why break up? Who would even know? Anyway, next, these are just weird things that Ranker.com found rounded up, and I've picked a few I liked. Steve Buscemi, or Buscemi, I don't know. He used to be a firefighter. He worked in New York City's Little Italy for 4 years in like the early 80s. And when 9/11 happened, he got back into his gear and assisted the fire department of New York on the ground. There he was, and he jumped into the fray.
Amazing.
Katy Perry collects locks of hair from other celebrities. She ties little bows on them and tucks them away in her purse. Like, may I snip? And then she ties it up. And I mean, are we going to find out someday that she's got like some extensive celebrity hair collection?
No, because I'd like to think that most celebrities would look at her and say, no, absolutely not, you weirdo. Why would I let you touch my hair, much less cut some of it?
She's Katy Perry.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
It'd be good enough for me. Sure. You know, it's Katy Perry. She's like, oh, will this get me to go with Orlando Bloom? I'll do it. I'm down.
Orlando, okay. Huh? Well, that seems like a bit of an ask. I think if, you know.
Maybe it's only when they're hanging out. It's not like on the red carpet. She's not looking to snip on the red carpet. It's like,
maybe,
you know,
people should start turning that back on her and see if she's willing to do that repeatedly to the point where she's hacked, you know.
Oh, she looks good with short hair. I think that'll be fine.
All right.
It's she talked about it a few years ago, how she does it. And I have no idea if she still does. I mean, it's not something she talks about all the time. But I mean, wouldn't it be so funny if you found out that she had like a coffee table that was like one of those shadow boxes and it with the glass over the top? And you'd look in and, like, you know, see a little tagged, you know, there's, I don't know, Naomi Watts's hair or whatever star. I don't know why Naomi Watts popped into my head, but there it is. Madonna uses, this is the last one.
She says she has locks of hair from Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift in her purse.
Just hanging out in her purse?
Yeah. That's
so basically she's one of those chicks that when you empty out her purse, there's hair everywhere?
I'm sure it's probably in a Ziploc bag or, you know, some sort of.
Does she carry those ones specifically or are those the only ones she has?
You're telling the story.
I'm just reading
you the little fast fact here.
Yeah, I don't have much more information. I can do some more research.
See if you come up with anything interesting. Madonna is the last one here. She uses a $600 face mask on her ass. Her skincare line, apparently she has a skincare line. It has a $600 clay mask. And she was like, yeah, I use it on my butt. And then someone said, why? And she said, don't you want soft skin on your butt? Isn't your butt pretty soft anyway? Maybe she doesn't have the softest butt.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's had some skin problems or something. Oh. I don't know, but I do
maybe
think
her dermatologist
that,
needed to see her butt too and take a look
know.
At that.
I don't even know how to word what I'm about. Never mind.
Oh, say it. Go ahead.
I like ladies' butts. I absolutely like to look at them and more. So frankly, sure.
The softer, the better.
Take care of the area. Absolutely. I've never known anyone to do that.
Right.
Mask their butt. I've never found a butt that I was like, oh,
this needs a mask.
I don't. No,
let's put a mask on this one.
Yeah, I've never.
And I don't mean a clay mask.
Right.
let's just cover that one up.
Yeah, I've never had that. I like it. So good for her.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, I don't know. As I thought about that, I was like, I think that your butt is actually pretty soft to begin with. Like, it's not, I don't know, like the sun doesn't shine on it that much, does it?
I don't know what she's up to, but no. I do. Never mind.
Okay.
I like it.
And that's really all you need to say.
Thanks.
There is a documentary that's coming out, or maybe it is out. Let me look. Because I watched the trailer for this. I'm like, I am totally watching this. Oh, it is now available to watch on Prime Video, Vudu, and Google Play. This is about mushrooms, about fungus. Brie Larson is a self-proclaimed mushroom forager. She's one of those chicks who goes out into the woods and somehow hasn't killed herself by eating the wrong mushroom yet. And
now,
she's
are we talking about mushrooms like the ones, the magic mushrooms, or mushrooms that are delicacies for food? Okay. Well, ding, you ding. Still eat those magic mushrooms as well, but all right.
Oh, yes, I suppose you do. That's true. I bet you in any documentary about mushrooms, there must be some reference to that. What is it? Psilocybin or something like that? There must be, you know, there must be some reference to those kind of mushrooms too. Did you grab a little bit of the trailer here?
I
we
sure
put
did.
The trailer up at the Facebook page. So you can watch the whole thing. But just watching it, I was like, that's something I got to watch. It's cool.
We brought life to Earth. You can't see us, but we flourish all around you, everywhere, in everything, and even inside you. Whether you believe
look
in
at
us
things decomposing.
Or not, from your first breath to your last, in darkness and in the light, we are the oldest and youngest. We are the largest and smallest. We are the wisdom of a billion years. We are creation. We are resurrection, condemnation, and regeneration. We are mushrooms.
Okay, Brie, overacting much? Honestly,
we
that was way too big
mushrooms.
Of a buildup to end on mushrooms.
All right, so it is called Fantastic Fungi. Is that how you
Jesus
say it? Fungi?
Christ.
Fungi?
Is it fungi? Like fungus?
Yeah, is it fungi or fungi? Whatever. It's you can figure it out. And it is now available to... Maybe we can have Hooman review that for his next... Since there are no movies, he can just keep doing documentaries.
My vote is fungi, for the record.
Fungi? Okay. That it's actually just, sounds right, right? If it's fungus, then
yeah,
it's fungi.
It's fungi. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say fungus, right?
Fungi.
Thank you. Thank you. Just quickly, I have only a minute left here, but I did want to say... We talked about this briefly. If you're having a hard time in lockdown, just have your soul be eased by the fact that so are the Obamas. So, you know, they're looking for ways to stay busy and stay out of each other's hair. Michelle Obama went on Conan O'Brien, and she was talking about the effects of the social distancing at home. It's actually really cute. She said in the early stages of the stay-at-home order, she and her husband, Barack Obama, and their daughters, Sasha, who's 19, and Malia, who's 22, were all really excited to be together. Like, when, you know, they're the Obamas. They're so busy. When do they have the chance to just hang out and be together? She says, we were being all organized. We'd spend the days apart doing our respective work. The girls were still in classes in the spring. So we'd be working and then doing a little exercise and come together in the evenings. And we'd have these activities. We would have cocktails. We'd work puzzles. We'd play games. Barack taught the daughters how to play spades. We actually had some organized things like an art exhibit day. We all went off and did like watercolor paintings and then had a showing. So they were having a great time. She says, now, Conan, this was in the early stages. As the weeks turned into months, things got less and less exciting. Sasha and Malia became less enthralled. She says, I think first our kids got a little sick of us, which was fine because we were pretty much sick of them. And so the summer started happening and then we could be outside a little bit more. And we came to the vineyard where we still are. That's their house on Martha's Vineyard. I guess the people in the know call it the vineyard. And she said, so there's more room to roam around. So that was good because it helped us break it up. And now the kids are back in Zoom land with classes. They're doing it remotely and they're no longer thrilled about being with us. And she also said that Barack has a limited time to get on her nerves. He's been busy most of the summer completing his book, which is set to be released after the presidential election in November.
Good for
so,
him.
So there you go. Even the Obamas can't stand to be in isolation. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, I've got a few things. One of them is a Vaughn update, and it's good news, so I really wanted to share that with you guys. And then we've got Newsom banning gas cars, which is an interesting play, and more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.